Cap Mike joins us now, and Mike, it looks like your area is clearing, at least from the rain, but you're probably going to have some residual wind and dirty water. What's the plan today?
Oh, Don, the plan today is to do honeydews and catch up on a little college football.
Yep, that sounds like a pretty good plan. For people that are going to brave it and go out maybe later this afternoon or tomorrow, picking up the pieces of what happened this week, what are your suggestions to find a few fish?
Well, Don, I did get a chance to slip out Tuesday, had a little short trip, do a little scouting. Unfortunately, when we got to the L&M Bridge, the tide was dead still. We still gave it a try. We were marking some fish on the radar, sonar, and we caught one keeper, 13-inch speckled trout. We caught a couple of croakers and a couple of catfish, but we really didn't like that water not moving. And when it's not moving in the Wrigley's, it's probably not moving in other places. Where we thought it would be moving would be the Pearl River, because that, you know, the river water should be flowing out. So we moved over to the Pearl River, found some really beautiful green water, lots of bait, and we worked along the shoreline with a popping cork and a Berkeley gulp under the popping cork. We caught a couple of small trout, caught one nice keeper trout. We also picked up a flounder. And the tide, the river water started really gaining momentum, so we figured the water in the Wrigley's had started moving, and we moved back to the Wrigley's. We fished it unsuccessfully. Then we moved over to the Chef, the mouth of the Chef, not far from the Lake Pontchartrain, right there at the mouth, that area, and moved around several times fishing some of those deeper ledges, and we come across a fair amount of white trout. Ended the day, I guess, with about 15 fish before we had a lunch date meeting, catch up with a buddy, talk some business. So it wasn't as bad as I was expecting, although the only water I expect to be clean if you were going today would be along the North Shore or in the Pearl River. I do expect once the wind turns and gets out of that northerly direction that the water is going to be falling and probably have quite a bit of movement to it. The marinas have live bait. They probably have plenty of live bait because not many people have been fishing. But my suggestion would be go to the Pearl and work that over. There's fish in there. It's just a matter of picking through them and find an area that's holding some and really work that area over. And then if that fails for you or starts to fade away as far as numbers of fish, then you want to find another area with similar features. And that would be my advice for today.
Now, Mike, I got a question in from Doug. He wanted me to ask you if you're catching any bass, and I guess while you were there in the Pearl, you certainly could have came across some. Have you been coming across any bass in your areas?
I tell you, Don, we did not catch a single bass, and we actually thought the water was really salty because we did catch quite a few ladyfish, and those are usually like saltier water. And we were catching those on the bottom, and that makes sense because the saltier water is generally on the bottom. But we didn't catch any bass.
Yeah, of course, that's probably going to change. There's been a good bit of rain, and with that moving down the Pearl and that northerly direction and that wind, it's probably going to make things change and push that salt line a little bit further down. But the bass fishing, I think, would be restricted to the upper reaches until that happens. Mike, I've been putting you out on scouting duty for the teal. Happen to see any? Sometimes they're right across the street from your lodge there.
We did see some teal when we were fishing in the Pearl River on Tuesday. One little flock went by. I would estimate 15 or 20 birds went by. Which direction? I got to think now. I think they were headed towards Campos Marina, so they were going south.
South. Now, that's the way they should go. They should fly south. I actually saw some. I was fishing out of Gulfport over there in the edge of the Gulf, and saw some teal flying there. They didn't look like they knew where they were going. They were kind of doing some circling around, looking for a good landing spot. So hopefully, folks headed out for opening day next week will find a few teal. Well, Mike, that's some good suggestions for people that are going to try to get out this weekend. When is your next trip scheduled?
I believe I have one midweek and then on the weekend itself. So things are starting to pick up. You know, we've had all this rain, and it certainly dampens our spirits. But one of the benefits it's going to do is cool our water temperatures down, and that's going to get our fish a little more aggressive. So looking forward to that.
Yep, in another few weeks, maybe a month away, we'll be looking for those World Series trout maybe showing up at the bridges, and that could be some good news.
Yeah, I'm expecting a really good fall. That one good trout that we caught in the Pearl River was 17 inches. So that would be nice if they start moving in earlier. We won't mind if they show up early.
Got it. Mike, if they want to get you, you're on my website. Give them your website and that telephone number.
Very simple. My website is aaofla.com. You can find us on Facebook at Angling Adventures of Louisiana or the reliable telephone 985-781-7811.
Mike, what would you say is the breakdown on people contacting you, percentage-wise, website versus telephone?
Oh, I got a text message yesterday from somebody I've never fished with. Just out of the blue, sent me a text message, introduced himself, told me what he wanted to do, anniversary trip for him and his wife, and picked the phone up and called him. And he's going to be coming in 2 weeks. So probably, I would say 70-30 still with the, you know, email being the best way to contact me, or maybe the way most people contact me.
Yeah, digital or, you know, internet, email, going on your website. I would think it would probably be about that. That would be my guess. Well, maybe you need to track it, Mike, and let us know.
I'll look into it.
All right, my friend. See you next time.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All right. Captain Mike Gallo, we call him Born on the Bayou.